Joe's Need to Know News. Let's start things out with some crazy ass neighbors. Yeah, this is happening in an indie neighborhood. An ugly weekend confrontation between neighbors was caught on camera and is now forcing a couple, they're saying, to put their house up for sale.
No, touch me, I'll kill you.
A confrontation between neighbors caught on camera in Pike Township. And this isn't the first time it's happened.
Oh, they
Vicky
seem nice.
Vicky New admits that's her in the video tearing up a no trespassing sign and throwing it at her neighbor. That man and his wife bought their home 18 months ago. And they say that New has been harassing and threatening them ever since they moved in.
You ever had a bad neighbor? I mean, even just an apartment complex? Because I've had a bad neighbor when I was renting it was a house to turn into an apartment. Like, they would throw beer cans at our vehicles because they didn't like where we parked at. They must have been on crack or something.
Yeah.
Just terrible.
Picking on their race, for one thing.
Terrifying that we have to deal with this lady. You don't feel safe in your own home. You can't sleep at night thinking, when is the day that she's going to come in my home and just be done with my family?
Luvia Roman says they're not the only ones that Vicky New has harassed, but New told us over the phone today that she doesn't have a problem with anyone. The couple has given their security video to police who are investigating.
See, and I saw this story last night. Not that it was a local thing. I just saw this video somebody shared. Like, my poor friend's dealing with this crazy neighbor. I thought, oh, just somebody random that friends with on Facebook. I'm like, holy crap, this is Northern Indy.
Let me tell you something. The craziest chicks are the ones that say, I don't have a problem with anybody.
I get it.
If someone says, I don't have a problem with anybody, they have a problem with everybody.
All right. We might have a problem. Make sure we avoid Northern Indiana. The police department warns to be careful of a buffalo on the loose. Did you hear about this?
No.
Yeah, like a freaking buffalo. I thought they were all extinct. The Hamilton Police Department is cautioning the public about roaming buffalo in the area. The department posted on their Facebook page on Sunday night saying there were numerous wild buffalo roaming around Johnson Lake Road to East Bellefontaine Road. In west of 100 east to 200 east. They actually updated it again saying, yeah, we still have not caught these wild buffalo. And if you're wondering, yeah, they say, please stay away. These buffalo, they're not friendly, not good for a selfie, and they can become very aggressive.
Everybody wants a water buffalo. Yours is pink and mine is blue.
Yeah, something like that. Just avoid the buffalo, people. Be careful. And another thing to be careful of, who you get in the sack with or what's going down. Nearly 2.3 million cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis were reported last year, which is another all-time record. The CDC says that it's gotten so bad with gonorrhea, it's even closer to being untreatable.
Wow.
That's dangerous
as
hell.
That is sick. And I have so much I could say about this. I could honestly talk about this for an entire break, but all I will say about this is, what did you think was going to happen? You've got dating apps that are promoting promiscuity, just everything, society promoting it. It's okay, it's empowering just to sleep around, whatever. This is exactly the type of stuff that's going to happen when that's going on.
Tell your grandparents, because you hear these stories now too, like especially in Florida, the older people are hooking up more because they're not worried about getting pregnant.
Well, retirement.
Grandpa might get the clap. Grandpa don't want the
clap. Yeah, I don't think they're probably the main group affected, but you're right. I'm sure that is prominent.
Just a little friendly reminder in the final story today here in your Need to Know News. The owner of a Chick-fil-A in Plainfield plans to pay his 100 employees to do community service while the location is being remodeled this fall. The restaurant will close the last week of September with the grand reopening projected for November. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah, during the construction, owner Chris Spire says his team members will be deployed throughout the area serving with nonprofit organizations, including schools, parks and recreation, Active Grace. That's the center that helps the homeless transition back to work. He plans to pay his staff for the time helping others, and he's actually looking for other organizations that maybe he can get his staff involved with.
I love it. You know what? They always save the day.
That's why we love Chick-fil-A, man. They are the best. If you want, go to RadioNowIndy.com. I got the link on this blog, and it'll actually tell you how to email the guy, so you can reach out to him and say, hey, I know this place might be good for your staff.
Ooh, I know. How about my apartment? I really need a deep clean. I hate cleaning my shower.
No, you know what? I don't think anybody at Chick-fil-A should have to go through that kind of hell. All right, that's your Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.